on-air adventures of Biggles.
Ginger and Mishu do everything they can to free themselves as they're carried by dancing, yelling natives to a clearing beyond the village, but their bonds are securely tied. The strain of the savage ceremony grows so great that they almost feel relief when the natives turn back to the kraal and leave them alone near the fringe of the jungle. But they have been left as a sacrifice to the man-eating leopard. However, Pickles and Bertie have been watching from the jungle, and they waste no time in freeing their friends. They loosen the ropes none too soon. There is a warning cry from Bertie, a savage snarl, and the flyers whirl to see a black figure hurtling from the forest.
It's the leopard!
Stand fast, all of you. I'll fix him.
You hit him,
but he's still coming!
Oh, by Jove, that fixed him, old trout. By Jove, I say, you poured half the Bally magazine in, didn't you?
Something like that.
You stopped him just in time, Biggles. He was almost on you.
I was aware of that.
So... this was the horrible thing you blokes were to provide dinner for, what?
Yes. The natives left us lying here, trussed up, so that we wouldn't have a hope. I don't care for your face very much, Bertie, but it was almost a beautiful sight when it turned up just now.
Oh, I say, how awfully nice of you, old trout. I'll cross off one of your black marks for those kind words.
That was a fiendish thing to do.
What? For Ginge to comment about the Lizzie Fizz?
Don't be an ass. From the look of this clearing, you fellows wouldn't have been the first to provide meals for wild animals. Is that the explanation for these bones, Mishu?
Yes, Bwana. When bad natives like Latunga native not want people anymore, like old men and women, like Bwana and me, they tie them and leave them for wild animals to eat.
Sizzling sausages. What a ghastly idea.
They had a nerve to think they could get away with it with you blokes.
No, Bwana. When you come, they show you gun and assegai. They say they find it near bones. You think lion kill us and eat us, just like in jungle.
Why, Jingo, old bean. We might have believed a belly yarn like that. It'd be dashed hard to disprove.
Yes, I suppose it could have been difficult.
Now, Bwana, know why some animals are man-eaters.
I must tell dear old Aunt Anastasia about it when I get home. She'll love this little tale.
Look, you won't ever get home if we don't clear out of this. Because the natives will be back in a minute.
I doubt it.
But they must have heard the shots.
That's why I think they'll keep away from us. They thought they could kill you without suspicion falling on them, but they won't risk a mass slaughter.
Big potatoes, I hope you're right, old sausage. I mean to say, suppose this Bally leopard has a second cousin hovering somewhere about the jungle. The blighters might try to feed us to him.
I shouldn't think so, but we shan't take any more risks. Come back to the rest hut and we'll barricade ourselves in for the night. Then, if an attack does come, we'll be ready for it.
You think that, though, Bwana?
Oh, yes, that's positively magnificent, old boot polish. If the blighters can push over the wardrobe, they're welcome to a free toot on old Harriet.
Door barricaded, Bertie?
Oh, yes, old top. Mishu's done the strong man act and lugged half the furniture behind it. If they want a waffle in here, they'll have to wriggle through the windows.
They won't do that in a hurry. Ginge and I have barred them all.
Huh. Makes the place a bit like an oven, what?
It's safer this way. Now, Ginge, what's your story? We've been so concerned with looking after ourselves that we haven't heard beyond the leopard bit yet.
Well, that was to be the payoff. Mishu and I had discovered something the headman didn't want passed on.
Ah, you've been doing a bit of sleuthing, what?
Exactly. Mishu heard about the murder of a white man, and I thought I should investigate it before coming back to Kampala.
You were quite right.
The local natives even tried to block Mishu, telling me that much, but we beat them off.
Well, that'd be the fracas we spotted when we came up day before yesterday, what?
That was it. We had a scrap in this hut. However, they didn't stop us, and we flew up to inspect the body of this bloke.
Where was it, Ginge?
Up near the Sudan border.
On the Black Elephant's line of march.
Oh, near it, I should think.
By Jove. So that blighter's tied up with this, too.
Oh, no, he isn't, too. Well, at least as far as we can tell.
Then who did the dark and dirty deed?
Don't mess up my story, you ape. I'm not up to that bit yet.
Oh, very well. If you think you can spout without the help of a lissy, fairly well spout.
You found the body all right?
Yes, Mishu led me straight to it. It was a bloke called Simmons.
Simmons? I've heard that name somewhere before.
Bwana Alche and Miss Pat meet him here when they bring Mishu to Latunga.
That's it. You recognized him, did you, Mishu?
Yes, Bwana. Mishu know him, and Mishu know how he died.
That's interesting, by Jove.
It is interesting. That bloke was shot in the head. Michu examined the footprints and worked out pretty conclusively what happened.
What was it, Michu?
Well, Buona Simmons looked through trees at something. Other man.
Yes, and something more than that, Biggles. He took photographs. We found his camera.
Good. Go on, Michu.
Well, Buona, after that, he moved forward, and then other man shot him. Other white man.
What's that? A white man?
Sizzling sausages.
It was a white man, all right. Rocks you a bit, doesn't it? You know, my first thought was of the black elephant. Or, if not him, some other savage natives. But Michu proved to me that he was right.
Yes, white man kill. Michu see where he come from. And also where he go after killing.
Well, remember that one, Michu. It may be important. Ginge, you said you found a camera. Did you pick up any other evidence?
Yes, we did, Biggles. The cartridge case of the bullet that killed him.
Oh.
I left them both in the Proctor.
The Proctor? Oh, confound it. Pat will have taken them back to Kampala with her. However, we'll look at them in the morning. Anything else happened, Ginge?
Oh, plenty. But you know about that. I dropped in here at the Tonga to have it out with the head man.
Yeah.
And then he drugged us. Actually, we went through all sorts of things. And we were to be served up to the leopard. And that's all.
That's very interesting, Ginge. And something that'll have to be followed through. When the kites take us back to Kampala tomorrow, we'll discuss it with the police authorities.
Hello, Pat. I thought you were in bed asleep.
No, I went across to the hangar to check the Proctor. She needed some more work done on her, and I didn't want it to hold us up in the morning.
Good scheme. Everything okay now?
Yes, I finished it. And I found these in the cockpit.
A camera and a cartridge case. Now, where did they come from?
Ginger must have left them there. I've been wondering if they're tied up with the mystery he was investigating.
They probably are. There's a roll of film in this camera, Pat. There have been 7 exposures.
Should we do anything about it?
Well, it must be tied in with Ginger's stunt somehow. It certainly isn't his camera. He may be wondering what's in this film.
We can fix that, can't we?
Yes, and we will. I'll develop the film right away. Then we'll see what the photographs tell us. There they are, Pat. 7 perfectly good snaps.
But they don't mean very much. Not to us. But they may mean a great deal to Ginge. We'll take them to La Tonga with us when we fly up in the morning.
Anyone about?
Where are they, Algy?
Well, there's no sign. Oh, there they are, coming out of the rest hut.
What ho, Beans, what ho?
Ginger's with them.
And Michu. Looks as if everything's all right.
Oh, glad you came early, Algy.
Oh, rather, absolutely. Positively delighted, as a matter of fact. We've been sitting in the rest hut, straining our belly ears for that miss in your engines, Algy.
You took long enough to come out, then. We thought you'd be on the strip waiting for us.
Oh, we'd locked ourselves in so securely last night that it took about 10 minutes to unbarricade the bally dump.
Have you had any trouble with the natives?
Ginger and Michu had some fun. That's why we took the precautions.
Are you all right, Ginge? Oh, it's wonderful to see you safe.
Yes, I'm fine.
And it's good to see you grinning about the place again, Michu.
Oh, Michu. Fine, too. A1, Buona.
But we've been busting for you to come, you know, Algy. We want something out of that Proctor.
A camera? And a cartridge case?
Yes, a camera and a cartridge case. Did you find them?
We not only found them, Ginge, but Algy developed the film. We thought you might want to know what's in it.
Oh, you beauty. That's just what I wanted. Where is it, Algy? Oh, come on, quickly. Let's see the photographs.
Well, they're not as exciting as all that. Here you are.
Oh, let me see.
Hey, don't hog them, old bean. Come on, move over. Let's all have a gander.
Now, just a minute. This first one. Natives hacking tusks out of a dead elephant. Those two. Wonder who they are.
Hurt me, look, one. Oh, me sure know who those natives are. They in Latonga natives. Me sure know.
Latonga natives? By George, yes, you're right, monsieur. And look, there's the headman.
That might explain part of the mystery. Let's see the others, Ginge.
Just a moment. Hello. That's a dead rhino, isn't it?
Horns cut off, Buana. You know, like they take elephant's tusks.
Yes. That ties in. What's next?
Let's see. Oh, much the same thing. It doesn't look as if we're going to learn much.
Ah, a white man, by jingo.
Yes, a white man. There's Simmons' murderer.
The flyers eagerly crowd round the snapshots. Who is this white man? Is he indeed the murderer of the unfortunate Simmons? There'll be more action and excitement in the next enthralling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.